It's a new era. It's a new era. A new crisis. A new crisis. An officer changing. An officer mental dynamics. Mental dynamics.
Check. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Mental Dynamics, the best self-help podcast in the business, with yours truly, Brian Amador. Now, why is it the best self-help podcast in the business? Well, because in this podcast, we go deep into the deepest topics about the mind, about emotions, about energy, frequency, the physical, non-physical, talk about research from individuals, like Tom Campbell, nuclear physicist, that studies the paranormal, from research from Paul Ekman, that studies microexpression, pioneer in the study of microexpression and body language. We go very deep, guys, very, very deep in this podcast. We talk about research from individuals like Napoleon Hill, which is where the law of attraction came from. He actually studied all the millionaires and billionaires of his time, Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan, so forth and so on, all of them. And he got all the knowledge and put it in one book, and his book is called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Look it up. One of the best books you're going to ever read about how to become wealthy using the mind. So we go here in this podcast to all these topics and research from all these great individuals, not to mention all the people that inspire me, that I also talk about their ways of their concepts and their ideas, to try to give you guys the best tools that you guys can use to make your lives amazing in the best way that can be. And if you need any help, any questions, you know where to reach me, at Mental Dynamics on Instagram. And you can go to my website at brianamador.com. And, you can leave messages, suggestions, anything about the topics that I talk about in the podcast, or about anything that's going on in your life that you need to either balance or need some, tools to get to where you want to get to. So there it is, guys, and I don't want to go too long on that, but that's why this is the best self-help podcast in the business. And you guys are coming in here and getting the best knowledge, as raw, as down to earth, with the best analogies and metaphors that I can give you so that you guys can understand what I'm talking about, because all this stuff is from Eastern philosophy, and all this stuff is from, it's been delivered in a way that most people don't understand, that they get confused. So I like to clarify some things about the law of attraction, about how to use your mind, and, misconceptions you guys may have about hypnosis and whatever. All right, so here we go. Today, we're going to talk about how to get what you want in life. How to get what you want in life. All right. Now, one of the most important things that we're going to talk about is you have to clearly 100% know what you want in life, out of life, whatever it is, whatever you want to attract, whatever you want to use your mind to attract. You have to know what it is to the last minute detail. You have to look at it every single day. Okay, so let's talk about knowing what you want. Because a lot of people think they know what they want because they are programmed by society to want specific things, influenced by family member, friends, or whatever. You have to truly, really, truly know that this is exactly what you want, not what somebody else's want, not what you thought it was cool because your friend liked that. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you were a little kid and you were playing by yourself, and you really want it to be somebody or something, that's what I'm talking about. You got to go back to when you were a kid, because that's when the truly what you really wanted to be in your heart, what's in your heart. So I'm not talking about what you think that you want now because you make a lot of money or whatever it is. Okay, it's, you have to go back, okay, and think about things you truly wanted, or the things you want in your, from your heart, not logically thinking that you know, you want all this money and, you know, all this house or whatever just because. Okay, there's got to be a reason why you want it. Okay, so that's the first thing you have to understand, that you have to know what you want, and it has to be real. It has to be what you truly want, not what somebody else's want. I just can't say that enough, because most people, they say that they listen, but they don't do what I'm saying, and they just end up doing what somebody else's wants, because it's just easier, or they just want to go with society, you know, with their, you know, what's, because I don't, they don't want somebody to think, you know, anything about them or judge them or whatever, so they just go with whatever society wants. All right, so now that I said that a million times and I emphasized it, that you have to know what you want. All right, you have to know what you want. It has to be truly, you have to, it has to be, you know, whatever, you know what I mean. So now, what's the next step? Okay. Specifically, you have to go down to specifics now. For example, you can't just say, you know, I want, you know, I always wanted this car, you know, and I truly want this car, or a car, right? If you, it has to be a specific car, specific color, specific year, model, specific everything. Okay, you have to write it down, and while you visualize specifically, which, if it's a house, where you're gonna, where is the house? California, Miami, where is it? If it's pony, what, you know, specific, you know, what color pony, you know, everything to the detail. If it's a dog, same thing. What type of dog? What color, and everything, even the dog's personality, you know, you want to look into that, and you know, make sure that you got everything the way you want it. Now you begin your focus on whatever it is that you want: object, person, animal, monetary, whatever it is that you truly want. Okay. You have to now, actually, before you begin to focus on it, there's another step that we have to take, which is, you have to find if you have any negative patterns that could be blocking that. For example, very common is anger towards self, okay, because of whatever happened in the past. There's anger towards self, there's anger, there's guilt, there's shame, there's all this negative emotions, all this baggage you're carrying. Then automatically, if you're angry at yourself and you have guilt, you're gonna punish yourself. You're gonna have a deep rooted pattern, negative pattern, that you don't deserve good things. So you don't deserve what you actually want or what you actually are trying to get. Okay, so you have, this is in your subconscious. This is not something that you are thinking logically, for example. So it's not like, oh no, I don't think that. No, you don't know if you do, or you know if you do not. Okay, you have to find out what's in your subconscious mind, which is outside of your conscious awareness. Okay, your conscious mind is what makes your heartbeat. Okay, you don't control your heartbeat, right? You don't. This is beats, right? When you get cut, right? It heals. You don't control the healing. Okay, that's your subconscious mind. You don't grow your hair, it just grows, right? Your subconscious mind is doing that. So your subconscious mind is in charge of 90% of the activity of what's going on. You only are conscious of about 10%. Okay, so everything is in your subconscious mind. So you have to access your subconscious to see if you have negative beliefs about yourself that could be blocking whatever you're trying to get in life. Whatever. Okay, this is okay. How to get whatever you want in life, right? So first we go, okay, find out specifically what I want. Okay, then find out if that's truly what I want. That was somebody else's wants, right? Bam. Now find out if I deserve to have this thing. If my subconscious mind thinks I deserve it. There's no anger. I'm not carrying right in my baggage. I don't have any anger, any guilt, any shame, any sadness, any of these negative emotions that you carry. Any shame. I think I said all of them already. So yeah, all these negative emotions that could be blocking you. There's probably more negative emotions that I haven't mentioned. But nonetheless, these are the very important ones. So if you're carrying any of those because of a traumatic experience or because any past memory or negative memory, and you know, we all have all those memories and negative experiences because we all had a life, and between the ages of 0 and 10, you were defenseless and everybody else was a giant, and you made a bigger deal than actually what was happening. You made some conclusions about yourself that are untrue, okay? A lot of negative conclusions about myself is I deserve this, you know, it always happens to me, the victim mentality, just all these false beliefs about what you deserve or what you don't deserve about the world are boiling up in your mind. And when you try to get anything done or try to get ahead, something always happens. You self-sabotage yourself. And this is what's happening. Okay, your subconscious mind is self-sabotaging because there's guilt and it's trying to punish you. Okay, you're punishing yourself because you have all these things inside. So you have to understand what's happening. Okay, so how do we move that? Well, you have to do work. You have to work on yourself. You have to bring these negative emotions, these negative memories. You have to process them. Okay. So that's what you got to do. Basically, it's just, you know, you have to process the negative emotions that you've been hiding from your whole life. And a lot of times you forget these memories, but we have two types of memories. Guys, you have to understand this. We have the normal brain memory that you can recall with, you know, your brain. And then we have, which is called explicit memory. And then we have implicit memory, which is your emotional memory. Okay, so, for example, a child and a baby that gets, gets given away might not have the structural parts of the brain to remember that he was given away, but he will feel the reject by the emotion that he was given away. And that's energy, essentially. Energy, you know, we all know that. You know, I talk about it all the time. It's emotion, energy in motion, right? So because of that, you know, there might be some negative emotions that you're feeling, and you might not remember why you feel them. And this is why hypnotherapy is extremely important, because we do childhood regressions to actually the origin of the cause of the emotion, and we can bring up that memory because the emotion is connected to the memory. So when you are in hypnosis and you go very emotional, connected to that emotion, you can bring the memory up from your subconscious into your conscious awareness, and then we can process it, we can deal with it. So that's what needs to happen. So once you clear yourself, you know what you want, you know, you go through all the steps, you clear all your baggage from the past, you don't have any negativity towards money, you know, you don't think money is the root of all evil. Okay, so you have to understand, whatever you're trying to attract, if there's anything negative that you think about it, you're never going to attract it. It's you know, it becomes worse. There's a lot of friction, and when one side is pulling and the other side is pulling, you know, something may happen that you don't want it to happen. So you have to be careful with that. So once all those things are taken care of, let's go back to visualizations. In visualizations, you want to obviously get into a relaxed state, get into alpha state, or what we call alpha or trance, or I forgot the word, a hypnotial state, which is, you know, the first state, light hypnosis, you know, the beginning, entering alpha brainwaves. So once you get to that light trance, then you can begin the visualization. Then you begin visualizing. First, you want to do an experiment, okay, with your visualizations. Okay, there's two ways of visualizing. Try this first, okay. First, visualize yourself that you're in a roller coaster, but visualize yourself that you're seeing yourself down and you're up there in the roller coaster. You see yourself from the third person view, okay? So, you know, you're seeing yourself over there, all the way up there in the roller coaster, and the roller coaster is happening, you know, whatever. Okay, now try this. Now put yourself inside yourself and see from the first person view, and see it in 3D, like you're inside the actual roller coaster. See how the difference is emotionally. Okay, so check out the emotion that you feel now once you're in there, and go through the whole roller coaster and feel the air going through your hair very fast, and hear the loud noises of the roller coaster wheels. And I see now you see what I'm talking about, right? There's two ways of looking at it. So when you see at when you want to visualize what you want to attract, first you want to see it in the third person view. Okay, see it from like 10 feet away. See it happening from 10 feet away. See it from different angles, from 10 feet away, from behind, from the side, from the front, even from above. See how it would look like when you look at it from that far, and see it unfold, whatever it is that you want to get, right? So see the last thing happening, that actually you get what it is that you want to get, you know? And look at it, you know, look at the end results. Don't worry about how it's going to happen. That's not your job. That's the job of their subconscious mind. Their subconscious will figure it out, how it will make it happen for you. So just focus from the third person view and look at it from different angles. Now that you did that, and remember, you want to use colors. So what color is it specifically? Okay, how does it look like? Is there any sounds associated with this visualization? How does it look like? There's people talking. What are they saying? Right. So think about all that. If you're in a place, what are the color of the walls? What does the floor look like? What are you wearing? Right. Look at all those things, okay? See everything. Visualize. Put yourself in the visualization as much as you can. And then focus even more. Become more absorbed in the experience and see it. And now go into the first person view in 3D and see everything from inside and see it happening. See how it would look like happening from inside, from your point of view, what it would look like, okay? So imagine that. See the colors, see all the details, see everything. Make it twice as big. Imagine, you know, it was an iPhone screen, and you can just make it, you know, expand the screen and make it bigger. Now the visualization is bigger, and you see it in full color. Notice the emotion change. See, now you can do all these things. You can play with the colors with your imagination. You can have music playing, like a triumph music of like you actually did it. And yeah, you know. So see, and then once you see everything and pay attention to details, notice how it feels. It feels like it's already happened, you know, because you made it really real for your mind, and your mind is giving you this, the energy, emotion that is actually happening. And this is what's gonna, you're gonna be putting out, the energy, the vibration, the frequency is going to be put out in the universe. This is how you attract what you want. This is the way that you visualize it. Okay, so now you have to look at it, and you have to think back on all the things that I said that are important. Okay, step by step. Okay, look at all the things, and do it, you know, do it the way that I talk about it. All those things, including the visualizations, and you'll see how powerful your mind is. You can do this for anything. You can do this for, so you're taking a test, imagine yourself passing a test. You know, you're still looking for everything that you want. You can do it like this, the way I told you. And don't worry about how it's going to happen. Just put yourself in the position that it would happen. Okay, so if you want to win the lotto, you have to play the lotto, right? You have to put yourself in the position to win. So if you want to get a new car, go to the dealership, test drive the car, okay, get the feeling of having that new car. If you want to get a house, go to the house, get the realtor. You don't have to buy the house. You're not forced to buy the house. You can go just check out a house and see how it feels to be in buying a new house. Okay, so using your imagination, using your visualizations, okay, and now you're putting yourself in the, you're aligning yourself for the thing to happen. You're putting yourself in those situations. Very important. Okay. Alright guys, you know what to do. If you have any questions, if you have any suggestions or anything about topics that I talk about here in the app, in the podcast, just go to brianamador.com and you do everything from over there. Alright, cool. Thank you guys for tuning in again, and I'll see you next time. Peace.